in the last few minutes of that first and maybe the entire second period, is that one of the best stretches of play you've seen from your group in a while?
Oh, even more than that through the game. Third period, I thought we played well, checked well, played hard.
That period, that stretch, does that kind of show the resilience that maybe this team has got to show in the middle of all this?
It has shown.
Yeah, it has shown. That was a great example.
Yeah, it has shown it.
How much did the Nash line spark that for you?
The what?
Riley Nash's line.
Like I said, everybody's contributing. I'm not going to pick out one line, one guy. We're trying to stay in it, and it has to be a gang of people.
Is this one of those games where you feel like your team deserves a better reward for its work and its effort?
It doesn't matter what I think we should get. We just need to keep on playing at that level of hardness. That's all. All we can do is get ready for our next game and keep on playing at that level.
How difficult is it to sustain that level if you're not getting a reward?
We'll get it. That's one thing about the group. It's gone on for a little bit here the past couple of weeks and playing hard, finding ways, and just can't get it done in overtime. You can't get it done in overtime in a shootout. As I've said, I don't doubt our mindset as far as ready to play each and every game. I don't doubt it at all.
The flip side of the shootout is always kind of a weird thing to pick guys from anyways. But mm-hmm. You might need name tags on the bench right now with so many new faces. How do you pick a lineup, especially when it goes eight deep in the shootout?
Yeah, you just and he's doing the same thing, I'm sure. You go eight deep, you're digging in, and you just make your call. I have a list of players on my card going into the game. It goes a little bit deeper than my list on my card, and you just make your call as you go through.
The flip side of losing an overtime, losing a shootout, is the point that you end up getting, that you earn. Is there, that can make you guys stronger eventually, right, when things start turning around and you start getting victories?
Yeah, I'm not worried about our strength, our effort. Win or lose, I just trust the team that way. They know what's going on. They've handled this situation very well. Have we gotten the total result the past couple weeks? No. But we still scratch away and get a point here, a point there. I think we've had six ticks in the loss column in 38. I think that's it, in not getting points. I'm not exactly sure. So we're not looking at it's a loss tonight. We haven't looked at it that way at all. We're just trying to scratch for points. And I give our team a tremendous amount of respect tonight. As far as how they handle themselves.
A little more confidence in the 3-on-3. Were you happier with the way they attacked that overtime?
Better, yeah. Had some chances. I thought we defended it better, too. Z has a chance. One just trickles by Nasher on a rebound, can't get to it. That's the way it goes. But I know I keep getting asked a question, how about the mindset of the team? Are they going to get – this team won't get down. That's one thing I fully trust is they're together, and they'll keep on playing and try to find a way.
Was one of the most frustrating parts of the night, the 3-3 goal late in the period like that after you get the lead?
Yeah, it happens. I wasn't frustrated, no. I like the way we played. Kind of a funky goal as far as getting bad out of the air, but we just get ready to play a third period.